We will be studying together a perek in Sefer Netzach Yisrael of the Maral as it relates to Parshas Vayishlach. The Maral in Perek Tezayin in Sefer Netzach Yisrael focuses on the Gemara in the first perek of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, describes one of the festive holidays of Edom, one of the holidays of the Malchus Revi'is, one of the holidays celebrated by Edom. And the Maral relates it to and explains it in light of the injury sustained by Yaakov in his struggle with Sarai Shel Esav. So, to begin with, when we look at that famous or infamous Ma'avak of Yaakov and Sarai Shel Esav, we could ask, to begin with, who won? It was seemingly Yaakov who was victorious, Yar Kilo Yuchaloi, but on the other hand, he did have the injury to his Yerech. Kach Katuf, that's what it says in the Torah. So he was vulnerable, but only to a degree. Why was he vulnerable? Why was he vulnerable and injured just there in his thigh? And what does it all portend for us? So let's see the Maral in Netzach Yisrael Perek Tezayin. The Perek Hamad Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ir Achas. Our Gemara doesn't say Ir Achas, but Od Acheres. The Marsha says Od Achas. In other words, there's another day of celebration. Yesh Lo L'Malchus Revius. Achas L'Shivim Shana, once every 70 years. Mevi'im Adam Shaleh. They take a person of good health and substantial stature. Umarkiv and Oisei al Adam Chiger. And they cause him to literally ride on the back of a man who's lame.
Johnny and the pony.
Who's invalid, yeah. They dress this man up, the man on top, the man who's riding on top of the invalid. He's wearing the adornments described here. First of all, the levush of Adam Harishon, that which Esav had been apparently given or had conquered and taken for himself from Nimrod. The skin that had been peeled off the face of the martyr Rabbi Shmuel is worn as a mask on his face. They had a huge, heavy gemstone and a necklace hanging around his neck. The streets were paved with onyx stones as they parade this man on the back of an invalid. And they cry out in this parade, in this procession, Sach Kire Flaster. Sach Kire means the Sach, means the cheshbon, the number of years supposedly left to the Golus. Kiri means the Kates. This, that the Jews believe that soon there will be an end to their diaspora and that they will going, that they're going to be revealed. Flaster. It's entirely fallacious. It's entirely false. Achua de Marana, the brother of our master, that's Esav's brother, Yaakov, Zaifana, he's a fraud. And we're proving it and showing it to you here in this parade. The chame chame, lo chame lo yachme. If you see this now, take it all in. You won't see it for another 70 years. But then after 70 years pass, you'll see they will not be redeemed and will be parading again this procession in these streets once again. My ahani le l'ramoi.
What did the swindler accomplish, Biramuse? That thief, that charlatan, Yaakov, he accomplished nothing. He didn't receive the blessings of Yitzchak. And seemingly what they're claiming is that downtrodden Israel is downtrodden because those blessings could not take effect. They're not going to be fulfilled because they were ill-gotten, because they were done, there was this deception. So see, look, the charlatan gains nothing, the fraud doesn't gain, and he has not achieved anything through his attempt to defraud Esav. And then they would conclude with this caveat. But woe to this one when this one rises up. Meaning, if ever Yaakov does rise up, woe to Esav. That's the Gemara. But Maimer Zeh, Ba'u Lagalos Ulava'er, Inyan Koyach Malchus Revius Im Yisrael. The Gemara is telling us what the power of Edom is, the nature of that power, the limit of that power, but that power that it does have, temporarily, over Israel. Amar, Ki Achas L'Shivim Shana, it happens once every 70 years. Dafka Achas L'Shivim Shana, Kameshi Yisbar B'Samach. Only once every 70 years, as will be explained. It's going to explain that 70 is the lifetime. Yimeshin Esam Shivim Shana. That's once in a lifetime. So every time that you have a new generation, the generation is taught the lessons of this parade, of this procession. The Amar Shemivim Adam Shalem Umarkivin Oisei Al Adam Kiger. We're on the second page, page Tzadi, in these editions of the Netzach Yisrael. They bring this person of sound body and good health to ride upon the Adam Chiger, the poor invalid. Da, Kimash Markivin Hashalem Al Hachiger Hu. That's an expression of Ki Yischayev. It means to say that it must be kishazek kum shanayfal hasheni, that because of the rise of Esav, Yaakov is necessarily submissive and beaten down. Olakach nechshav echad roichev al hasheni. There's never parity. There's never any point in time where both are somehow managing to succeed. When one rises, the other falls. When someone rides on your back, you're not able, and you're an invalid, you're not standing up. Let's skip down to the next arrow. That Yaakov was the chiger, that Yaakov was Tzalea. So he's suggesting that when the Gemara says that this person is riding on an invalid, the invalid represents Yaakov after his struggle with Sarah Shalesov. And the fact that he is Tzalea, Meira al Chesaroin, or Chesaroin Davrama, it is telling us that there is something weak and something missing. There's a vulnerability, which he will describe below. V'ilu ha'ya Yaakov shalom ha'ya yachal le'hamalach. If Yaakov would be completely impregnable, he would not have been vulnerable to the Malach at all. He would not have hurt his thigh, the Geren Asher. And Esau would have no power over Israel at all, ever. The Medrash says, Naga b'tzadikim she'asidim lotzeis mimenu, Elu doiroi shel shmad. Those generations where there will be some few Jews who at pain of death will renounce their Judaism, if there is such a thing, if you can do such a thing. Of course, it's not really effective halakhically, but when they, God forbid, will become apostate and give up their Yiddishkeit, that will happen. And that's represented by this weakness And this, that he is struck on Kaf Yerech Yaakov. That is the point in time where the Sar of Esav is able to say, you will not prevail fully in this world. Harei ki ma sheshalat hamalach al Yaakov, ma shenoga b'kaf yerecho shel Yaakov, hu shegaram l'shloit boy Esav. That portends to those times when some will not be able to stand up to Esav and will renounce their faith. The Esav hu Adam Shalem. Esav in this procession is the Adam Shalom of Dovah Zagarim, Sha Esav Rechev al Yaakov Shutzalea, Bezeshama Shemivian Adam Shalom, and Markivan Oise al Adam Chike. What is it that's the vulnerability? Why is Yaakov vulnerable? Let's look at the next paragraph. Again, the area that's underlined, area 3. Ulkach Amar Shemivian Adam Shalom, Ki Royal Esav Shia Adam Shalom. Esav is an Ish Sadeh. Esav is a big, strong, capable person. And in this world, he's powerful. He's omnipotent. Esav is Olam Hazeh. Esav, therefore, is that Adam Shalem who rides on Yaakov the Tzaleah. V'loi ken Yaakov she'ein ro'uy loy Olam Hazeh u'lekach hoya chiger. This injury to Yaakov is meant to say, Yaakov, you have a vulnerability, and it is your Olam Hazeh. Your Olam Hazeh is not going to be like Esav's. And when that happens, that Esav prevails upon you to give up your Yiddishkeit chas v'shalom, and you compromise on your theology and compromise on your devotion to God, you are crippled. And that's what the injury to Yaakov represents. The reason that the injury is specifically on his thigh is because the thigh represents that part of the body which holds you physically up. It moves you from place to place, and it holds you up, literally. It's the most gashmiistic part of the body. Tzelem Elokim is in one's face, one's heart, one's neshama, not in one's thigh. Shehu Ma'alas Yaakov. Ma'alas Yaakov, the virtue of Yaakov, is not in his thigh, but in his being, in his face that expresses the Tzelem Elokim. Beprat b'yerach, l'fisha yerach, hu b'seser. It's that part of the body that's the opposite of the face. The face faces front, the yerach faces back, and is covered. Ve'einu nigla. The Hatzelem, the Tzelem Elokim is befanim. That's in the face. Shehu nigla. But Davazer wrote Yaakov, K'mayish Amru beperik Hasecher es Apayalim. Shufra the Yaakov, the beauty of Yaakov, was the countenance, the ray, or rays from the face of Yaakov were me'ein shufra the Adam Arishon, which is why Yaakov's visage was on the Kisei HaKavod in Shemayim. Who Tzelem Elokim? Esav has what's chashiv in Olam Hazeh. And so now the Maral explains, that's why this person riding on top of the Tzalea, on top of the Chiger, is wearing the vestments that were once Adam Harisha, which were once Esav's. Adam gamkein ma'alas halavush. Adam had a Tzelem Elokim, and he had an outward appearance and vestments given to him by God. Vayas Elokim la'Adam u'le'ishtay kasnois or vayal b'shem. The Gemara in Pesachim says that these kasnois or vayal b'shem, Rashi there explains, meaning the vestments of Adam Arishin, as we refer to them. These are the begadim that Adam Arishon wore, and this is what was later Nimrod's and later Esav's. U'kishem sheyarish Yaakov ma'alas atzelem shehu eluki. Yaakov inherits the spiritual image and the purpose and the holiness that was that aspect of Adam. Esav inherits the outward appearance and stature. Kach yarish Esav ma'alas halavush. Ki malas hatzelem huma ala elokis. Humalas halavush. En elokis. Rak kavod v'yakar nirulei nayim. It's only for outward appearances. Shemara atzmoi b'levush hadar. Avlein zem mal elokis rak kavod v'cheshivus. Dovezeh yarish esav. That's why it says v'til bashis Yaakov bigdei esav b'no ha-gadol ha-chamudois. Asher ita baboyis. Sheyarash esav min adam harishin. B'dovezeh hu ha-kavod shenasan la-esav. That's what Esav inherits. Outward beauty and appearance. Tall, beautiful, statuesque Esav. Hollywood. Rambo. Right? Whoever. Fill in the blanks, right? Right? Our great strength. I mean, we have some great baseball players, even some football players, basketball players, but basically that's not where we prevail. That's not where we are preeminent. Huh? That's Esav's domain. There's nothing wrong with football or basketball or sports or athletics. Nothing wrong. But that's not where we are meant to shine. Because that's not our Yerusha. That's Esav's Yerusha. Our Yerusha is the Tzelem Elokim. Our Yerusha is the Nishmas Yisrael and the Torah with which the Nishmas Yisrael is attached. Let's look on, where, again, toward the bottom here, the fourth line that we have underlined. Ukamar Shalev Shinaisai Karkefilai Shal Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. The beauty that shone from Yishmael Kohen Gadol's face is also taken by Esav. Karizbarki Malchus Revius He Shagozla Es Yisrael V'lokcha Mehem Masha Efshal Lahem Likach V'rayel Ezeh Shakosav Aymer Lo'ayim Lo'ayim Yamatz Ki Mechur Ben Yerushalayim Nismal Malchus Revius. Churban Yerushalayim brought Rome to its height, to its zenith. Umeachar Shekein Hinaitelas Mehem Masha Ro'uy Haya LeYakov Ukvar Harachnu B'Zelamayla. We've discussed this. Ulefichach, Omar Shalev Shemoisei Karkefila Shalev Yishmol Kain Gadol Ki Adover Azesh Shehu Hayoyfi Ro'i Dafkul Kain Gadol. It should be that such outward beauty belongs to the Kain Gadol, but not in Golos. It's taken away, and this outward beauty now is given to Esav. Now, this outward beauty, he goes on to explain, is a beauty that comes to the Kain Gadol specifically because he's the Kain Gadol. It emanates from the Beis Hamikdash. That's why he shines the way he shines. And then, interestingly enough, in addition to that diadem or big, beautiful necklace that this person would wear for the procession, they also would pave the streets. They would make his place look so wealthy, and his place would be one of grandeur. Again, because the real place of grandeur is the Beis HaMikdash. But what Esav says is, no, not in this world. In this world, I live, I reside, I march in the place of grandeur. Let's turn now to the next part of this citation, number 5. V'havein elu hadvarim. Ho'echad sheyesh lehem levush. They have that outer beauty. Esav has that outer beauty. Esav and the nation of Esav has that over us. V'hasheni or panim min Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol. Even that shining visage, that radiance that should be ours, is his. Hashlishi, tachshit shel yikar, tolui b'tzavar shalahem. Beauty and wealth celebrated by, and even, you know, in a sense, being touted around the neck in this necklace. Harvi'i, shahamakam shalahem chashuv. Their physical place, where they live, how they live, beautified. So that there are onyx stones paving the streets for them during this procession. This is done every 70 years because that's a lifetime. The virtues that Esav has are not essence. They are not davar shebe'etzem. They're just outward. They are not really that which a person, a human being, should celebrate in greatness. They're outward, not inward. Kol elu einam mala atzmis, ki alavush v'chein karkpiloi shel Rabbi Yishmael Arba Zuzi Mitkale Pisa, the gemstone and the necklace, Hakol Kavod V'Cheshivas. It's all honor and distinction. So that's for them as a nation. It's not just for one particular person. It's for their culture. It's their entire civilization, if you will, that has these great character traits, these great beauties, this wealth, this power, this seeming eminence. Rakuel Aklal, Huma Hazais, the Kach Omash Aisamaisa Akas Shivim Shana, Ki Aklal, Hu Dar Echad, Vidar Sholim, Hu Ain, Hu Shivim, Shehemi Meha Adam. The Kach Omer Zesha Aisam Kach Akas Shivim Shana. So that's why it's done once every 70 years. So what they're saying is, look at line 6. Underlined area beginning with a 6. V'kasheroyin atzman b'chashivas asher yesh lahem, when they see how distinction has been brought to them, or how they've earned in their minds distinction and greatness and preeminence. Gezeres malchus revius, so they announce sach kiri flaster. The hope of the Jewish people that in the end of time they will rise, it's false. Kibrachos shel Yitzchak Avinu ein behamamish. They are false because there's no brachos for Jews. And they explain it by saying, Achua de Marana Zaifana. Because our master Esav's brother Yaakov, was a fraud. Maya Hani L'Ramo B'Ramuse. See how little he has gained, how little avail he has from his fraudulent behavior, from his deception. Klaimer, Shema'achas lebo habrachas liYaakov rak derech tachbula v'loy mi'atzmam ein bebrachas elu shebo liYaakov mamash. Ki habracha roi shetovi mi'atzmo, but it doesn't come to them because they are undeserving, and they're undeserving of bracha when they tried to steal the bracha surreptitiously. They even failed because they're not blessed. The Jewish people are chas v'shalom not blessed. They are the opposite. And all this, you see, is represented in this parade of the chiger, of the invalid, the injured Yaakov. So, we understand that yes, Yaakov was injured. And Yaakov's injury represents that physical weakness and even vulnerability will unfortunately be brought upon us, and that honor and distinction will be Edom's and not Yisrael's. We will be the people forever put upon, forever somehow singled out for contempt in the eyes of others. But Umisaimen, Vai Ledain Kadyakum Dain. But then, at the very end of the procession, they say, and they admit, woe to the one riding above, if ever the lame invalid below rises up. Pirish ki geizdu nalatzmam, vayla dein kad yakum dein, v'dover zeh geizdu malatzmam, mitzad harachiva. They understand that by riding, that means the two are polar opposites. Kim yachash harech v'nalav, meire zeh al memshala. The one riding has rule and hegemony over the one being ridden. They have no partnership whatsoever. They are polar opposites. He cannot completely destroy him. So he rides him. He rides Yaakov. He can't defeat Yaakov. He rides him. He injures him. He hurts him. He hurts him so that physically Yaakov is lame. Yaakov is vulnerable. Yaakov is injured. The Jewish people are vulnerable. And they are set upon over and over and over again, so many times in so many ways throughout history. And yes, the vulnerability ultimately comes because sometimes there are those few who give up on their Yiddishkeit. And in times of Shema, the Gemara says, that's when we are exhibiting the vulnerability represented by the injury to Yaakov. And it's the Yerach also, by the way, because the Yerach like Bro Karadavu, is the Yerach represents the children, generations to come from Yaakov. And there will be, at times, a certain weakness. And again, that Esav, represented by this Shalem riding on the Chiger, has this world, is, so to speak, expressed by the fact that this Shalem is dressed the way he's dressed and looks so magnificent. And as he said, even the road that they walk, the path is paved with precious stones because the place, the Makom, where Esav resides, is aggrandized. And that's what's being expressed. So, the answer to our question, where's the vulnerability? The vulnerability is in Yaakov's most physical aspect, his Yerach. When does that vulnerability actually manifest? It manifests in those times when pressure is brought upon us and a few of us, lo aleinu, are too weak to stand up to the gzeiros of Shemad. Toward the very end of the parak, however, Maral says, but the story in the Torah is Bekasha Zorchalo Hashemesh. The sun shone for Yaakov, and he no longer had the limp, and he was healed. Asher Hashemesh Seder Ha'olam. The Shemesh represents the natural world, the way the world is supposed to be. Ki Hashemesh Moshel Ba'olam. The Shemesh represents how the ruling forces in the world will eventually cause Yaakov to no longer be vulnerable, will cause Yisrael to no longer be set upon, to no longer be victimized by Esav. Va'seder merape es Yaakov mitzla aso. Seder is going to bring him healing.
When
Yaakov is injured, when Yaakov is limping along, that's not the Seder Ha'olam as it's meant to be. That's not the world as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it with Adam in the Tzuras HaAdam and the Tzelem Elohim, having both the Tzelem Elohim and outward beauty and Levush. Ulefichach HaShemesh Shehu Manhig Seder Ha'olam Merapeh Es Yaakov Mitzalasai. Ad Sheha Olam Chayzeh L'Seder Shaloi. The world is set straight. B'yaron L'cha Dvarim G'daylim Oid. So that which the Shemesh, at the end of the story, right? Torah says the Shemesh shines for him, and he comes Shalem Ir Shechem. He was Shalem B'Mamaynoi, Shalem B'Gufa. He was healed. That sun shining for Am Yisrael represents a return to the Seder Ha'olam before Esav emerged to threaten Yaakov. It's descriptive of the time that will be Va'olam Moshiyim Bahar Tzion Shpoit Es Har Esav V'Hesel Hashem Hamluch. So the injury means that we're vulnerable. We're vulnerable in our Olam Hazadika terms. But our Olam Haba is our Yerusha. Our Olam Hazeh is fraught with peril. And will be until the sun comes to shine and no longer will Yaakov be the injured or the vulnerable, the lame, the invalid. And that will be a Mirtz Hashem. When the Geula comes, and it will be as they described, Vayel Adayin, woe to them, and woe to Esav, Kad Yakum Dayin, woe to Esav, when Yaakov is healed and stands up proud and tall again, it is impossible for Esav and Yaakov to coexist, with Yaakov being preeminent, Esav is destroyed. One of the prominent descendants of Esav, direct descendants, is Amalek. And Amalek, indeed, Bilam says, Acharisai, Ade, Oved. Completely destroyed. And that's our mitzvah. Mechias Amalek. That Amalek is, as a descendant of Esav, will be completely destroyed. Not only, you know, subjugated and beaten into submission by the Rabbeinu Shalom and by the turn of events, but in the case of Amalek, completely wiped out. So we hope that Mirtz Hashem will see that fulfillment. And the injuries of Am Yisrael, all the injuries that we have sustained through the hundreds and hundreds of years, and all the perceived weakness, not only in others as they perceive us, but even as we perceive ourselves, will be completely healed, and we will understand and recognize our own stature and our own beauty, and all of that will be restored to us in Mir Tashem, B'Shemesh Marpe, when that Seder of the Olam returns, which is expressed by the coming of the sun, and the healing of Yaakov by the sunshine that shone for Yaakov. Amen. Can you hear?